Oh, good morning on this Thursday morning, Roo. I can tell you more VIP tickets to give away this morning to join us for our big breakfast out there at the Bridgeway.
Yeah, looking forward to heading out to the Bridgeway and checking out the renovation out there. They've done a huge job. I've heard they've got a massive screen ditz and spent a stack of money. So we'll love heading out and checking out a good pub on our birthday. It'll be great. Yeah. Angels will join us later on today as well. Ditz, we've got our boss coming in to do a segment.
Give us some research.
Matty O's research there.
Bit of feedback on this show.
From our listeners.
I might go missing for that. I don't know if I want the feedback.
I have no idea what's going to happen there, but we will find out later on. Oak Bank, Ditz, is on the front page today. You are on the board of the Oak Bank Racing Club. No Easter Monday. We'll find out a little bit more about that with hopefully we're going to get the new chairwoman on who can tell us all about it, and you can tell us all about it as well. But that is a big break in tradition after 140 years.
Well, it's actually growth, believe it or not. So the carnival goes from being over a weekend to being a week long.
And is that the sell, is it? Growth.
It's not the sell. It is the absolute fact.
this is what you do to me when you drill me about the crows.
Yeah, but you make it up. I'm telling you the truth. This is absolutely... No, we're going to a week-long carnival because our research tells us that people will come from all places around Australia
and
camp for a week. So we think it's a great move.
I'm on board. I love Oak
Bank. Good on you. So you're booked in? You're going to camp up there with the six
kids? Absolutely. Righto. Is it in school holidays?
No. Well, that might be. Holidays are around Easter now. I don't know school holidays because I haven't got kids at school anymore. But
come on, you're on the board. You should listen in board meetings. Come on.
All right. Fair enough. Right, let's move on, shall we? Ruined it's on Triple M.
Triple M. Ruined Ditz. Top three things you need to know.
A bit happening, Ditz. This is a big one for Villiers and Coles. Villiers are pulling their product off the shelf of Coles at the moment.
It's all in the potatoes.
They couldn't come to terms with the cost, Ditz, because, as you know, we keep talking about the drought with meat and water and power and all the costs that are going up in society. Philly's saying he just need to put his prices up by 5%. He hasn't done it for 18 months, and Coles were not keen on taking up the cost rise, so he's pulled it from the shelves. He said, the day I can't tell someone what my product is going to sell for, the days I'll pull it off the shelf.
Yep, good on him.
He's in every other supermarket retailer, so I reckon it's a matter of time they'll wake up and they'll have to put Villiers back on the shelves, surely.
And he'll probably get a better deal out of it too.
Probably put it up 10% instead of 5.
Good on him. I love Villiers products.
Got to stand his ground on that occasion. We spoke, I reckon, a year ago about that they discovered that the Mid-Murray region, a part of the Mid-Murray region, is the best place to go stargazing, if you like looking at the sky. Now, I know this has the opposite of what you like doing, because you don't like looking at sunsets and things like that. You're not into nature.
Well, maybe I'm a bit inconsistent here, because I've got to say, when you're in the outback and you look up at the sky at night, it is phenomenal.
Yeah, it is.
It's absolutely incredible.
It is. It's absolutely beautiful, and you can learn a lot about it, and great for kids, great for families, stuff like that. And anyway, it's what they've done is they've actually acknowledged that this region is some of the world's best, and they've actually officially made it a dark sky reserve.
Right.
By the International Dark Sky Association. So there's a massive area, 3,200 square kilometre dark sky reserve at a site between Swan Reach and Walker Flat.
Have you read the minutes from their last meeting? It's quite interesting. They said, gee, the sky's dark. And then they went, oh, look at all those stars up there. Right, meeting. That's a meeting closed. We'll meet again in a month.
Do you reckon they
are? Are they serious? What are they called?
Dark Sky Association.
The sky's dark.
They're up there. They also, I've got a few other associates. They've got whale watching and stamp collecting and
bird watching.
Bird watching.
Aeroplane watching.
A few other bits and pieces. But
they all meet in the same place.
They do. See, I grew up in this area, so I've seen it every night.
Yeah. No,
I don't know any different.
Roo, it enlightened me a few years ago. This will be a plug, but it's not meant to be. I stayed at Rawnsley Park. Up in the Flinders, and they've got these eco villas where, how's this? You're in your bed, you're laying back in bed, and you push a button by the side of your bed, and the roof retracts. So you're in an indoor villa, yet all of a sudden the roof retracts, and you are looking.
Let's do a bit of stargazing.
How romantic's that, eh?
Oh my God!
So no good if you're on top, obviously, but if you're laying back in bed, you are looking at the stars. It's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, the outback sky is incredible.
Well, as I said, I had it every night. My cousin used to come over. He lives in Melbourne, in the city, And he couldn't believe it. Yeah. Come over there with his mouth open, couldn't believe it.
Sit around a campfire, having a beer, and look at the star. It's bloody good.
Yeah, and then falling off your chair. Yeah. Golden North, another great.
This is a job for Alice the Wag.
Right, exactly. They need ice cream tasters. and probably done during the day, so Wag, she can handle that. But, yeah, next week they've got a heap of flavours. They need 20 people to do some testing. I think they're going to do it up at Laura.
Doing it out at Nailsworth.
Are they doing it at Nailsworth?
I think so.
Now, you might be right. Well, all their products are made in the city. Laura.
Yeah, that's right.
So next Wednesday. So they'll be flooded. They're not getting paid. They're getting a $30 voucher for Golden North products. That'll get wagging. You know, whether it's KFC for 12 months.
We got it with a year of KFC, didn't we?
$30 voucher. But anyway, Golden North, what a great South Australian company.
Hey, yeah, just finally, Netflix, which is taking over the world of TV. We are hooked on it. Last year, they say, or annually they're saying, they're losing something like £1.2 billion.
Wow.
So double that roughly in our money.
Couple of billion.
Couple of billion dollars on people sharing their passwords. So
do you do it?
Well, I'm not being evasive here. I don't even know if we do it because I think we might, and we're doing it unintentionally. But
that's a yes.
We watch Netflix every night, most nights, and it comes up Kate, Ditz, and my son's names, and you click on which one you are. So I presume they're all. If we can click on which one we want, I presume we're all paying. But I don't know.
But obviously they haven't got it set up right. If people can abuse it,
But the word is this morning they are going to crack down on it. So if you are doing this, beware. Netflix are after you. But I'd be buggered without my Netflix now. We love it.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll still have it. Just do the right thing and you got nothing to worry about.
I think we pay about $12 a month or something. It's pretty good.
Yep. It's just another reason why people stay at home and watch TV.
All right. That's what's making news. Ruined. It's on Triple M Statman, not far away. Tons happening in Perth over the next few days, Roo. You've got the T20 tomorrow, Australia and Pakistan. So the Aussies are in the nets today ahead of that big game. And Ash Barty's heading up the Australian team in the Fed Cup final. Now, we'd have to be red hot because she wins her singles.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah.
Halfway there.
Yep.
Spring Carnival continues today. It's Oaks Day. It's Ladies Day, as they say. So the main race is on later on in the day, at about 5:20, I think.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a twilight race. Almost twilight.
Almost twilight. So see if Danny O'Brien, who won the Melbourne Cup, he's the trainer, he has the favourite Miami Bound with Damien Oliver on board, if you're having a look at that today.
All right, so another big day of racing. Now, Eddie Betts has started training this week at Carlton. Let's hear from their coach, David Teague.
We were looking to add a bit of small forward talent to our group, and Eddie's great in that, but Eddie brings so much more than just on field. Off field, he brings a lot. He'll be a great leader for this football club, and I know some of the older guys were like, yeah, get him back. They want him at this footy club. The fans wanted him back, and when he said he would love to come back and try and enjoy his football again, it was something I thought would work well. I think it's a great fit. I think his leadership as well as his performance on the field will be really valuable to the football club.
Should have a good year, Eddie Betts at Carlton, and an exciting side. Should be on the improve over the next few years, you would think, the Blues?
Yeah, I think so. They've added some talent in the last couple of years. See where there was a report yesterday, Stephen Silvani is likely to part ways with Carlton.
There's been talk about that for a while, Ditz. Yeah, I think we might have even mentioned it on this show a couple of times.
Is he the one that's put this list together?
Yeah, he's the list manager. Yeah. No, I mean, partly. I mean, you don't have all the say, but you're a big part of it. So, that'll be interesting.
All right, that's our look at sport. All thanks to McGain Real Estate. I'm catching up with the McGain fellas again today, so.
What, for work?
Yeah, it is work. It's called the Oaks.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Ruined it's on Triple M. Ruined it's here on Triple M. Thanks to Bob Jane T-Marts. Right now, buy three, get one free at Bob Jane T-Marts. Hey, Roo, a lot of tradies listen to us at this time of the morning and throughout the day. Here's a report that's coming from a recruitment agency called Michael Page. Six-figure salaries aren't just found at remote mining sites in Western Australia. There are many, many other jobs out there where you can earn $100,000 plus, apparently. So to all of those people out there doing back-breaking work and on sites and laying bricks and plumbers and all those sorts of things, have a listen to this. So in the salary benchmark report, there are plenty of permanent roles that are at least $100,000 a year before superannuation, and they're in air-conditioned comfort too. You're not on a site breaking your back.
You have to have some qualifications, though,
You do, but why not upskill? Why not do a little bit along the way? So architects receive a median salary of $115,000 a year. Now, that's a median salary. I would have thought architects earn a lot more than that.
Well, I think the better you are, obviously you can go up, and depending on the size of the project as well.
All right. Now, if you are in construction, right, a lot of the tradies listening, if you become a project manager, there are midpoint salaries of $180,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get upwards of that. That's just a midpoint. Well, that's pretty good.
Even if you get up to the real top end of that, they're talking several hundred thousand for the bigger jobs.
$300,000 to $400,000.
Yep. Quantity surveyors, which in that industry, they're over 100 as well.
125 plus.
Yep.
Occupational health and safety, which is massive in the industry now.
Sure is.
$160,000 median salary, which means you can earn more than that. All right, tell me about the world of technology.
Well, the technology sector is also well paid. You can do website analytics for that's over 100 grand. Online trading managers, even a bit higher up towards the mid 100 range. Managing social media accounts for big corporate companies, that's even over 100,000 just to manage social media.
Yeah.
Plenty in the technology, accounting. We know that accountants,
bean counters,
charge you by the minute you're on the phone to them. They're all over 100,000. Engineers are obviously well paid, very smart, and very important in the building game. They're well over 100,000, up to 150. Mining engineers, even higher.
If you're in charge of the engineering department, $400,000.
Huge money.
Now, human resources in every sector now is another big job. What can they earn?
Over 100 human resources. So, and can rise up if you're the employee relations manager. So,
so if you're listening, you might say, oh, hang on, I've got to be qualified for some of these things. Well, there's no doubt. But as I said, there are a lot of people now upskilling and doing a bit of part-time study. So I'd be having a look at those.
Having said all of this, it's one thing they did say is that pay is not the main reason for leaving a job.
It's not.
It is actually enjoyment and to feel that they are being fulfilled and all their skills and abilities are getting put to use. So if you're not happy and comfortable and feeling like you're pushing yourself, that's why people leave rather than money.
Not feeling loved. You're not being put. Your happiness. Skills aren't being used in the right
job
way.
Job satisfaction. That's the facts.
Mm. What's your job satisfaction out of 10? Just while we're
I'm one of them with the leaf of money, not job satisfaction. I would have gone five years ago.
Well, Roo, I love working with you.
I love
my
you
job
too.
Satisfaction. 9.5 out of 10.
All right. All good right. work.
Roo and Ditz on Triple M. Ruined it's here on Triple M.
It's every year the prestigious Sounds of Australia Registry induct songs into the registry, and they've got 10 this year.
10 new songs.
Some we're going to like. Mm. Some we're probably not going to have heard before. Some of them are pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are pretty new. The first one.
Yeah.
Is old Indigenous recordings from 1901,
right?
1902, Spencer and Gillan.
All right, let's have a quick listen. To it. Now, you would suggest that it's important historically. So, from 1901, might be the first ever Indigenous recording.
That's a long time ago.
It is a long time ago. So, understand that that's a part of our history, part of our folklore.
All right.
What else have you got?
Twilight of the Gods, Florence, Australia, 1928.
Good on you, Florence. Next.
Righto. Yeah, we've had another Florence. Back to the. Number three. I'm the Sheik of Scrubby Creek, Chad Morgan.
I'm loved by the poor and the wealthy.
What year?
52.
Loved by the good and the bad.
Have you seen Chad Morgan? You ever seen
him? Loved by the fat and the skinny, because I'm a lovable lad.
Here we go.
Yes, the chorus. There you go. His pet dingo gets a run as well. That's good on you, Chad.
Yep. And then we've got, what is this one? Christophophone, how do you say that? Olive and Eva, 1955.
Okay, thanks, Olive.
Thanks, Olive. Up. We'll let her go.
I actually tried to buy that, but they were sold out.
The Man from Snowy River,
1956. He was something like a racehorse, undersized, with a touch of Timor pony. Three parts thoroughbred at least,
and such as are by mountain horsemen
bit of poetry.
Prized.
All right, thanks for that. Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta.
Now you're talking.
You're the one that I want. Mm.
Yes, love that film.
Sold her trousers and jacket for about $500,000. Yep. Well done, Olivia. But this is the favourite. Up There, Kazali's just being recognised.
Gee, that's taken a while. This is an iconic song.
1979.
It's been around that long.
Yeah. There you go. Up There, Kazali. Johnny Farnham. 1986. You're the boy. You'll hear that all through the Barossa. Then December, they're at Seppelsfield.
That's right, yeah.
Johnny Farnham will be letting it rip there. Savage Garden from 1997.
Now, can I just ask a question here? Serious question. Mel the Button Pusher, you're a jock of some renown.
Yeah, sure.
Is that song so... I know it's a good song, but is it better than anything else that we've produced here in Australia? Why would they pick that, do you know?
Yeah, I think... Is it any of it based on sales? No, it wouldn't be. Based on the other ones that have made it in there. But,
that's
was
not
huge.
Up there with, like, The Voice or anything like that, is it?
No, I wouldn't put that up against John Farnham.
No.
No way.
Well,
only a personal
whoever's
opinion.
On the committee disagrees with you guys.
Right.
Number 10 is Wild Swans from the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra. Thank you very much.
Right, now you're kidding.
Seriously. All right, so Farnsie's in, and yeah. Olivia up and up there Kazali, and a bit of Chad.
That's the extent of our knowledge. They're the only two we know.
Yeah.
All right, Ruined Its here on Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M Ruined Its for breakfast. Roo, Oakbank is all over the front page of the paper today, and for good reason.
Yeah, for good reason, but it's a big change, isn't it? 140 years of tradition, Oakbank has had a couple of massive race days over the Easter Carnival, but... they're changing the format, yep. And hopefully it's going to be for the better.
So a week-long carnival, that's the biggest change. So no Monday racing for the first time. And also, we can announce a brand new chair of Oakbank, Arabella Branson. She joins us now. Arabella, good morning and congratulations.
Hello, Jit. Thank you very much. I'm really, really excited to be taking up this role. So, bring it on.
Now, there'll always be negativity, unfortunately. Why? I mean, I know the inside story. I've happened to sit on the committee with Arabella. Why the change to a week-long carnival?
Well, we've obviously got a really proud history spanning more than 140 years, and we're absolutely aware of that. But we do recognise that there's a lot more competition for families these days. So I think it's time for a change. And our strategy at the club is to make Oakbank available to more people in more ways more often. So we're looking at this new format, which we think provides a lot more flexibility, not only to families, but also to the industry participants.
Now, is your dog just voting its voice of opinion in the background?
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Jess. I'm actually outside. I'm sitting outside in some Ugg boots because I don't want to wake the baby.
That's an image I'm just enjoying this morning.
So tell us about the format. You're doing a Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday over a week.
Yes, that's correct. So we're doing the Von Dusen Steeplechase Day on the Sunday. That's Sunday the 5th of April. And then the Wednesday the 8th of April will be a community and corporate day on the Wednesday. That effectively takes over from the previous Monday meeting. And then we'll still continue on with our major carnival day, which is Saturday, when the Great Eastern Steeplechase will continue to be run on that day.
And I know, Arabella, as well, it's like a week-long carnival of events as well. There are other things planned for the first time ever. So it's focusing on the many, many interstate and overseas visitors that will come and obviously trying to get more and more people to camp up there, which is a big part of the business too for Oakbank. So there'll be a lot more on offer than just the races this year, won't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said before, look, we're trying to open up Oakbank to the community so it's more available for everyone to use it more often. So we're expanding on, for example, our existing equestrian facilities. We have the local pony club that uses the track. We've got polo cross. We've got riding for disabled. And we've also just invested in an upgrade to our commercial kitchen. So that will mean that the public will be able to use the fantastic and beautiful race course for weddings and birthdays, conferences and festivals. So we're really excited about our future.
I think you've just answered my question, but from an outsider looking in, I love the horses and I like to go to Oatbank as well. But from an outsider looking in, people would be saying, how do they financially stay afloat when you only have a few race meetings a year? But you've just answered it by you're diversifying into other areas now,
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, one of my main goals as chair is to make sure that, you know, Oatbank has a long-term future in this state. And I think businesses have to be flexible. And so we're looking at alternative income streams to make sure that Oatbank is around for many, many more generations to come.
Arabella, what about your background in the equestrian industry? Just give us a brief outline of you and your family and your involvement.
Well, I've been coming to the Oatbank Easter Carnival since before I can remember, actually. And I've been on the committee, obviously, for the last couple of years. And my father's business actually sponsored the hurdle many years ago, back in the early to mid-90s, I think that was.
Yep.
So I've got a long history going back, and plus I love my horses, and I do still ride myself a couple of times a week. So
yep.
I've got a couple of nags adjusted up there in Echunga. So, very passionate about horses and passionate about the industry.
How did the ABC report, what did that mean to you when you watched that the other day?
Look, obviously, that was absolutely devastating personally to see that footage. And, you know, at Oatbank, our primary concern is for the humane treatment of all horses on and off our track.
Yep.
And we're currently investigating ways to further invest in release centres in South Australia to ensure the best possible life and post-racing life and care for horses.
Yep.
Good on you, Arabella. Congratulations. Well done.
Thanks.
And exciting stuff happening at Oatbank. Thanks for your time.
Awesome. Thanks for your time. See you soon.
Good luck.
Good on you.
After Dits, Arabella.
Bye.
Arabella Branson, the new chair of Oatbank.
Ruin Dits for breakfast.
The themes of the show, it's just funny.
Mark Rusciuto.
Yeah, look, I've always liked him.
Chris Dittmar.
I think he's the key to the team.
On 104.7 Triple M.
Stop putting that in, Dits. That is just not right.
I am the key.
The key. Well, turn it on for a change, will you?
Where's that ignition hole? Where do I put it?
I tell you what, you might get a little bit of recharging here. The boss is about to come in with a little bit of research on our show.
Some feedback.
So the key is about to get a little bit of feedback.
Righto. Ruined it's on Triple M. Roo, I don't know if I'm about to be sacked here or
what. Oh, anything could happen.
The boss has come walking in. Matt O'Reilly, good morning.
Morning.
I'm just surprised that he's here before 9 o'clock.
I know.
It's pretty unusual, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, I'm sure he'll leave early today, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because this is a bit of overtime for him.
He might need a nap today.
Right. So clearly this is part of your job, is it, doing this research?
Yeah. So we get research all the time. I normally bring you pages of it, and Ditz will generally argue with 99% of it. And then...
This is bull rust.
Even though there's 1,000 people saying it, but that's all right. On segments, you guys personally, you know, everything, you know, the amount of music we play,
how
all
personal?
That kind of stuff.
Huh? How personal does it get?
You know,
a few vegans would have left a few messages recently, I would have thought.
So we've actually gone high tech here at Triple M. So we would ask the Triple M Club, they'd have to type in their answers, and I would have to sit there going through an Excel spreadsheet of about 1,000 comments, which... Mm. That's what I do when
we got that many listeners.
But now there's an option for them to actually hit record on their voice. So they don't have to type anything, and the audio comes to us. And now I've gone through that audio and thought...
What they do with a voice recording and send it in.
Yeah, I thought, why not actually play it to you guys so that you get it? But let's just...
Good idea.
Why not do it on air? So I think we've got it there, Mel.
I'm not sure what would make it better because I love it the way it is.
Less ads, more ruined dits and more music.
They both make me laugh every morning. It's great to wake up to them in the mornings.
I find ruined dits very entertaining and keep me up to date with current events.
I listen to them every morning on the way to work and always have a good laugh.
I listen to ruined dits every morning in the truck. It's like they're in the cab with me. They're very informative and funny.
I really like ruined dits, to be honest.
And it's a great show.
Always get a good laugh in the morning from ruined dits.
I always like the angels and the grumpy old men and all those segments.
Good start to the day.
Wow. I'm pretty happy with that.
Well done. Well edited. Nice music. Lots of good positives.
100% positive feedback.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Good. All right. You can go away now.
Thanks, you think we're done?
Thanks, Matty.
You think we're done?
I think you've lubed us up nicely just to stick it right into us.
Wow. I can't recover from that. There was one more. Little stack of audio there that we thought you needed to hear as well.
Right.
I'd like to hear more community news.
I would like Ruin Ditch to ring members randomly and give them prizes.
Not a fan.
Needs more music, man. Less talk back.
Dipmar.
How do I win competitions?
Doesn't ring any bells for me.
More Rudy Vanathone.
It's boring.
I find it very repetitive, so I change stations.
It's the same old music every day.
Ruined dicks.
I'd like to hear more community news.
Coming across as a second-rate golden oldie station.
I haven't seen a photo of the boys in a while, but they sound like they've got a bit heavier.
Who wants to listen to that crap?
Love the show, but once I saw Ditz at a pub and, yeah, he pushed me pretty hard. He pushed in front of me, so I'm not really a fan.
I feel underwhelmed and bored.
I would reduce the amount of sport they talk about, especially Aussie rules. It's as if that's the only thing they could talk about. Pick another sport, dude.
Has anyone ever said that Brew looks like a tall Danny DeVito?
And that's it. Well, have you come in here to make us feel good or what?
There was actually one lady in there. Her name was Barbara.
Yeah.
And she's in there about four times. Right. She's quite scathing.
Tell Barbara to bugger off.
No. We embrace Barbara. Come on, Barbara. Give us feedback.
I've got a feeling Barbara's not listening anymore based on
good. Bugger off, Barb.
Oh, Rue.
If you want to get something out of that,
yeah, I did. Thanks for that. It's important to get feedback. If you want you to say, you can join the Triple M Club at triplem.com.au, and you might make the next little bit of a research segment.
Do this monthly, hey?
We could do this monthly. Yeah, exactly. Oh, thanks, Matt.
No worries.
Thanks for your help. Yeah.
Good luck with the next.
You're welcome back in.
I might have a mental health day off tomorrow. I think after that.
Hey, Rue. We've come across this couple, this story where they've paid for their wedding simply by recycling bottles and cans.
Very unique saving method, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Long-term strategy, but it's paid dividends for them.
Yeah. I want to explore this in just a moment. Creative ways where we can, maybe over a year or two, save a fortune.
All right. Discuss that next.
Want to get creative.
Yes.
Ruined, it's here on Triple M, thanks to Bob Jane Team Arts. What's this story, Roo?
It is a Queensland couple, Dits, that needed to save money to pay for a wedding.
Mm.
They're calling it a recycled wedding because they saved and collected 810,000 bottles. All right. Let's have a listen to it.
So far, we have collected 89,205 bottles, which is just about $9,000. They thought it was just another quirky idea that I had. Everyone kind of thought it was a joke. And 1 month in, they realised I was still hard at it. And yeah, everyone jumped on board. They've been very supportive. We go around regularly and collect from everyone's houses, which is really sweet.
So they've paid for their wedding by going around to bins and getting out bottles and cans.
Yes.
Good on them.
Well, if that's what you got to do to save for your wedding, that's what you got to do.
Hmm. Rue, just similarly, yesterday, I was driving down West Terrace and got to a red light, and a fella jumped out in front of me. Haven't seen this for a long time. I said, "Do you want your window done, mate?" And I actually said no. I waved him off. And then I felt bad. I thought I should have let him do that because I don't mind. Seriously, I'm all for people. Look, he I would say this lad's out of work. He might be on the dole, whatever. And he was good enough to stand at the lights probably half the day and try and just get a couple of bucks here
and there.
Instead
of sitting on the couch.
So, exactly. So if I see him there today, I'll actually let him do it. I felt bad after I drove.
Always tip money into little things like that. Love kids having little stalls and things like that, or a busker.
What should I give him for doing my window? A couple of bucks? Or
yeah, a couple of bucks.
You're only there for probably 30 seconds.
What have you got sitting in front of you?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. I think that's fair.
Alice the Wag, what are other ways we can save money? Now, one that I look at, and I'm sorry to all the coffee shops out there, I'm not trying to do you out of business, but I do wonder, if we buy two coffees, which a lot of people do in offices every day of the week, do that for the whole year, that's a lot of dough, isn't it?
That's a lot of dough.
You were saying, what do you go every
Especially
Saturday?
When you've got a producer that makes three a day for you.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So Joel and I walk down to Glenelg every Saturday and Sunday and get a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a card there, and every 10th you get free. So I get stamped, and then I carry it with me. I'll never forget it. And now, so every 10th coffee I get free, which you save $5 every probably couple weekends.
So if you and Ed went without, let's say you and Joel.
It adds up.
You
it
and Joel.
Adds.
Let's say you've got
you're going to be loaded.
Pending nuptials, right? And you think, how can we save money for this?
Yeah.
What if you went without your coffee every Saturday? You'd save over $1,000 a year.
Yeah, but you got to live.
Well,
you can't go to the wall shit every 3 weeks and spend $300. I'm not having a go at you.
Yes, this is, you are.
No, I am not. I'm saying you've got to get the balance right. There's nothing wrong with having a coffee. I'm
I don't
saying,
spend any money
coffee.
At the bullshit. I get guys to buy me drinks.
Oh, no. I'm Alice from Triple M.
Yeah, Alice the Wag is here.
What are other ways? What about the people that have given up smoking? We often hear about this one, don't we? They're, what, $40 a packet now?
Yep.
And people that say, all right, I won't smoke. And every time I feel like buying a packet, I'll put $40 in a jar. I wonder if is there anyone out there that has saved thousands of dollars doing that?
Yeah. Well, let's.
What are the other ways we can do this?
Well, what we do, we go to the reject shop and get one of those huge money box tins, like the big note that you can't open. And we just have it sitting on our bookshelf. And every time we have coins, we just put it in there.
I do that.
I like doing that.
Yeah. When we go on a holiday, we take it to the bank empty. And it's normally about a grand.
Yeah, I know.
About a grand a year.
Gold and silver.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, I think last time I went was about $800 or something. You get a nice little surprise, don't you?
Yeah. And normally that coin, like, what do you do with it? It just kind of sits around and, you know, you don't really use it ever.
So. Mm.
Ooh, tell all right,
Adele the
bonus.
Button pusher, what have you got?
My bank's got a feature like that. It's called the Roundup feature. So it's kind of like the electronic equivalent. Every time I use PayPal to pay for something, say it's $19.70, it rounds it up and puts 30 cents into my savings account.
You're kidding?
Yeah. So every time I spend... It just rounds it up to the nearest dollar.
So you just keep buying stuff.
Lucky I spend heaps.
is a beauty.
Which bank is that?
ING.
Oh.
ING.
Well, that's a good feature.
And they're interest-free, so you're saving there.
All right. 133353. Give us your little money-making ideas, those sneaky little things we can do that'll end up paying for your wedding or paying for something. I don't know. You might even buy a car. Who knows?
Any sort of clever ideas, give us a buzz. We've got a family pass to go and see Adelaide United take on Brisbane Roar at Cooper Stadium this Sunday night. Tickets at Ticket Tech.
Oh, the little life tricks you've done along the way to save some money, Roo.
Yeah, after a Queensland couple collected bottles and cans from all and sundry around the area and paid $9,000 for their wedding. Yeah. So good little bit of work there. Let's head to Manopara. What have you done, Darren?
How you going, guys? How are you?
Good, thanks, Darren.
Yeah, not bad. What happened was a couple of years ago when my kids were little, I wanted to go on a trip, say, to Queensland. And what I did was when you go to the pub and have a meal or beer or whatever that change out of my pocket, I put into the poker machine. I don't gamble on that.
Yep.
And whatever I won, I put into a money box and ended up getting about $1,100 worth of spending money.
Did you really?
Yeah, like, you get a $10 and you just keep the gold coins and throw them in and walk out and throw them in a tin.
Did your financial advisor come up with that plan or not?
A bit of high-risk investment.
Oh, well, whatever works for you,
good
Darren.
On you, Darren.
As long as you put it away, you're going to know when to stop your winnings,
don't
you?
That's it. Spoken like a trooper. Responsible gambler, Mark Rashuda. More calls in just a moment on Triple M. Ruined, it's on Triple M.
Let's go to Murray Bridge. We're taking calls on unique ways of saving money. G'day, Jason.
How you going, fellas? All right?
What have you done, Jace?
Quit the smokes a little while back, probably 18 months ago, I suppose. $40 a day I was spending.
Mm-hmm. So a packet a day, smoker?
I was kicking them pretty hard, the money I saved on the darts, I went and bought a Harley, mate.
Well done. This is a great story. This is what I like.
And then just to top it off, I'm riding the Harley to the Kiss concert that I got from the tickets from you fellas.
Everyone's a winner, Jason. That's great. Well done.
Kicking goals.
Yeah, so good on you.
$40 a day. That's how expensive. After tax is a massive, like, that's 15 grand or something, dudes. So you have to earn 20, 25 to make it.
No, well done.
It's a big saving, isn't it? Let alone your health.
Yep.
Let's go to Roseworthy. G'day, Belinda.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
What's your trick, Belinda?
It was my kids. They used the $2 drink bottle. So they got a 600ml empty Coke bottle, and any time they did jobs or pocket money, they got it changed into $2 coins, and they saved and saved, and once it was completely full, there was $1,000 in there.
Gee, that's good. Awesome. How old are the kids?
They are 10 and 11 at the time.
Well done to them.
Yeah, business. So they bought themselves the fancy scooter that they saved really hard for.
Oh, isn't that a great story? Yep. Business, young business people in the making there, right?
Good little that's great parenting, teaching them how to save money. I don't reckon a coin lasts in our house. If there's a coin laying around,
swooped on.
Like a seagull. That's mine. I'm taking it. And then they think they're millionaires. Let's go to Prospect. G'day, Wazza.
Hey, Ginger, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good,
yeah. I saved, what did I save? $12,500 in 7 months by giving up alcohol.
You're kidding.
So,
12 and a half grand.
Yeah, that goes to show how much I was wasting on alcohol at the time. So
wow, in 7 months.
I give up. Yeah, 7 months, and I ended up giving up for 6.5 years. So again, I saved a phenomenal amount of money. So now I bought myself a VZ Crewman, which is now my second best friend besides my dog.
Righto. So in 37 months, 30 weeks, 12.5 grand, better, you know, in between $400 and $500 a week you're spending on booze.
I was a single man at the time, just going out having fun and, you know, being young and reckless and doing the things we could do when we were younger.
Yeah.
So, I saved a phenomenal. At the end of the day, I just couldn't believe how much money I was, like, wasting on alcohol, you know. So
you're still not drinking then?
No, unfortunately, I wouldn't say I'm back on the wagon, but I had a drink with my stepdaughter on her 18th birthday. So it was only a 4X gold, but that's all I'm drinking now compared to what I used to drink. So.
Well, okay. Good story, was it? Well done.
Well done, was. Good stuff.
He's become the world's most boring man, but he's saved a lot of money. No, he's saved a fortune.
Easy.
Good on you, Waz.
We might send Wazzer off to the soccer.
Let's do that.
Yeah, he can have a family pass to see Adelaide United and Brisbane Roar this Sunday night at Cooper Stadium. Tickets at Ticketek.
In a moment, more VIP tickets to give away to go to our 5th birthday out there at the highway. And Limo's going to come on and join us as well on Triple M. Hey, Roo, just before we get to the news, you're very quick to point out my little faux pas on air. You love it when I make a mistake. In fact, you've put together a montage that goes forever.
Little interviews we've done where you get a few facts
wrong. I want to go back to you talking about the lady from Queensland that's paid for her wedding.
They saved and collected 810,000 bottles.
Righto.
So far, we have collected 89,305 bottles.
So 810,000.
Yes.
So 89,000.
Yes.
Right, okay.
I'm just holding up a piece of paper here that Alice the Wag gave me. And see the big circle around it?
It's a handball.
It says 810,000.
Alice's fault.
Have a look at it.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
I can't see it from here.
Can't see it.
Come from here, I can't.
Yes.
No.
Don't worry. No, I wasn't wrong. Mel, read it, please.
Did you check your facts?
Yes, I actually did check.
On the press release Roo's got there, it says 810,000.
Oh, go away, Mel.
Sorry.
See? And I actually did the sums on that and realised it was $80,000.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it would have been a good wedding, that one.
Yeah. Right. Now, by the way, our special breakfast is coming up at the highway. No, it's not. It's coming up the Bridgeway.
The highway.
I'm sorry. It was a slip of the tongue. And look, good morning, everyone at the Bridgeway Hotel. I know you're getting ready for our big, big 5th birthday, and we do appreciate your help with that. Sorry, I said the wrong pub. I apologise profusely. Shouldn't get that wrong. So we're looking forward to heading to the Bridgeway and their brand new beer garden, and we'll give away the tickets shortly.
Ruined Dits for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Lehman.
I'm Anthony Lehman.
Hello, Limo, on this Thursday morning.
Morning, guys. Great to be with you. I've loved the show, as always. I particularly liked the segment earlier where the boss came in and replayed reviews of the show from listeners.
Yeah, we like the first half of the segment.
Yeah. I wasn't sure what his motivation was with the second half of that.
Yeah. Get our ratings down a bit, maybe. Hurt our feelings.
There were some stinging critiques in amongst that. Like, I thought, normally you reserve that for a closed-door meeting.
We're going to do that personally, Dits and I, on his performance this year and just play it to ourselves on the show.
All right. If you can, good idea. If you can record it, I'd love to hear it.
For those that missed it this morning, we copped a bit of brutal, honest feedback from our listeners.
Especially Barbara.
Barbara.
Barbara,
I would have
really
said good morning to Barbara, but she's clearly not listening to us anymore.
It would be a miracle if Barbara's listening based on her review.
Yeah.
Now, guys, great bit of commentary this week in the NFL over in the States.
Right.
Now, you both call your fair share of footy and you do a magnificent job for Triple M. Have you ever been calling a game where an animal of some sort, dog, cat, whatever, has run onto the ground?
No, I haven't.
So I have no.
No. If it did happen, would you incorporate the cat or dog or whatever into your commentary?
Oh, I think you'd have to, wouldn't you?
Dits would find a way, for sure.
Well, take inspiration from Kevin Harlan, commentator over in the States, Monday, when the Dallas Cowboys played the New York Giants. Play stopped because a cat ran onto the ground. So Kevin Harlan, the commentator, decided to commentate the cat like it was a player.
He's walking. He's walking to the 3. He's at the 2, and the cat is in the CDW red zone. W. People who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the cat is elusive, but he didn't know where to go. Look, they're trying to corner him, and they got him in the end zone. There are state troopers all around this cat, which now climbs up into the stands, and the fans are running for their life. Now it goes back on the field again, and it's running in the back of the end zone, and it runs up the tunnel.
That's great. That's
how good is that call?
Very clever. Very clever.
I think our best version of that probably is this at the SCG from Sandy Roberts.
Oh, there's a pig on the ground. There is a pig at full forward. Oh, this is extraordinary. What a magnificent tackle.
Can you blokes remember that?
Had the number four on it, didn't it? Yeah. Plugger.
Plugger.
It did indeed. And I have it in good authority. Now, Plugger wasn't playing that day, but I have it on good authority. He was annoyed. Do you know why he was annoyed?
Why?
Because Plugger was spelt wrong.
No.
Because on the side of the pig, it was P-L-U-G-A.
Oh.
And of course, he's double G-E-R. So
must have been a small pig.
It was a tiny pig. It was a tiny pig. Have you ever been playing, Dits, have you ever been playing golf and you've been interrupted by an animal?
At Cooyonga a few years ago, a fox ran out. I've hit the best approach shot into the green because it doesn't happen very often for me. I'm standing back admiring that. I'm close to the pin. Bloody fox ran across, grabbed my ball and ran off.
Grabbed the ball.
Yeah. And the rule is, I looked around. I said, hang on. Surely I can put another ball down next to the flag where it was.
Of course you can.
No, hit another ball.
No.
I was shattered.
No. Was that in the rule book? If a fox runs onto the green and takes your ball, you have to hit another shot.
I can remember it like it was yesterday, and this fox just bolted off into the bushes with my ball.
Magpies do that a lot, don't they?
I don't know, do they?
Roo, that happened to me once.
Yeah, it does happen up in the Riverland.
I hit a hole in one at Royal Adelaide, and the magpie just came and plucked it out of the hole.
How long a beak has it got? As long as you're a
pelican,
nose.
Sorry. It was a pelican. It came along and took it out of the hole.
We've all played a game of country footy when a dog's run on the oval, Lima, haven't we?
Oh, man, standard procedure.
That's right.
Remember that great vision a few years back of Liam Jarrah, who played for Melbourne?
Mm.
And there was a vision of him up in the NT balking around a donkey out on the ground.
Get it.
What?
Yeah, no, there is this vision. Vision of Liam Jarrah. He runs around a donkey on the ground but continues playing.
We'll look forward to that.
Google that one. It's quite entertaining.
Yeah.
So I have played golf before where there's a croc on the Port Douglas.
Port Douglas.
In fact, I was up there one day. I was playing with a couple of mates and we were walking out to play one day. This is on one of Clive Palmer's courses. And we're about to walk out of the clubhouse and the bloke stops us and says, oh, by the way, boys, if you hit your ball into the bushes on 2, 6, 9, 11, 12, 13, 17 or 18, don't bother looking for it. And we said, why is that? He said, crocs are nesting. I think we'll leave them all in the bushes, mate.
Try and keep it on the fairway if you can.
It's good motivation to hit it straight.
It is.
Good stuff, Limo.
Hey, good on you, Limo. Now, you're joining us again tomorrow. Roo's having an RDO tomorrow. So, Limo, I'll see you in the morning, bright and early.
I will do, Dits. Right. Looking forward to it.
See you, Limo.
Roo and Dits on Triple M.
Angels up next.
Ladies, Roo and Dits for breakfast on Triple M.
We thought you girls were sugar and spice and all things nice.
Roo and Dits, Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Roo and Dits.
After 9 o'clock this morning, Emma G. Emma, what's coming up today?
Theme train's back, Dits.
Wow, we love the theme train.
It's a bit
And what
tricky
about the U2 comp? That's still going, isn't
it? Yeah, so we've only got a couple days left of that to win the ultimate U2 experience, watch the show with you guys and a backstage tour. So, awesome prize.
Alice the Wag is here. Good morning, Wag.
Good morning.
And Mel the Button Pusher.
Morning.
There you go. Righto. Roo, Christmas parties. Now, you're involved in a few because obviously you've got your pub business and then you've got, say, the Triple M Christmas party.
Yep.
Bringing your wife, your partner, your husband, your boyfriend to your work Christmas show. Is it a yes or a no?
Well, it depends on who you ask. Some people don't like bringing them and some wives don't like going.
Yeah. I don't like
some
it.
Some wives want to go and some aren't allowed to.
If we all had our little breakfast show Christmas party here, we could bring our wives, husbands, partners because we all know each other and we all get along. But I think when you go to that big work show and what you got to do, it's boring for your missus, surely. You got to stand there and look after it all night and introduce her to 100 new people and make conversation. And don't you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Emma G.
Yeah, I think Christmas parties are just sacred to the workplace. Like, it should just be for people at the workplace. If your partner's cool and they can mingle themselves and you don't have to babysit them the whole night, then great, they can come along. But you want to be able to let loose with your workmates and see them in an out-of-work environment.
Mm. And it's good for company morale and
all sorts of things. Alice.
Yeah, I think if partners are there, it puts a whole different spin on the Christmas party. It becomes a whole different party.
Mm.
I would, like, I love Joel. But I probably...
Hang on, there's a but. I love Joel, but...
I don't want to look out.
But there's a time and a place. And I think, you know...
Joel, if you're listening, what?
If listening, Joel, you can be loved sometimes in a time and a place,
no,
but not other times.
No, I don't mean it like that. I just feel like he'd probably not have that much fun. I spend, you know, you spend 8 hours a day with these people. You come really close with them. And Christmas parties at one time a year, you can actually let loose and have fun. And if everyone's partner's there, like, you know, the boys here at work are probably a lot more behaved if their wives are there. So I think it just makes it a bit not fun.
Just getting back to you, Emma G. Yeah. How is the Brazilian, what's his,
Fernando? Are we really doing this?
Fabio. What's
great.
His name?
Fernando.
Right. So would he be coming to the party? Because you just can't be apart at the moment, Ken.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time together, so I'm keen to have a bit of time just with my work crew. But yes, thanks. Mm. Cue music.
Fernando.
I mean, you know, he's come to work events and he's pretty chilled. He's like, I don't have to stand by his side the whole time and he can go and talk to people on his own. And I really value that because I don't want somebody that I have to just be like all
babysit. He might be able to talk to Joe.
Well, that often happens at work Christmas parties. All the partners stay together and talk to each other because nobody knows anybody. And so they stay together.
Now, Mel the button pusher has got a different slant on this whole story, haven't you?
Hello, I have a different conundrum because Danny works here.
Yes.
So our problem is, you know, we have to get a sitter for the little ones and it's just to see who can go troppo the quickest so that you don't have to be the one who goes home early.
And so you actually met at work, didn't you?
We did.
Which
Friday
blows
night
all those
drinks.
Theories out the water that you shouldn't fraternise at work.
Of
and
course
all those...
you should. It's where you spend all your time.
Yeah.
So thank you, James, our general manager, for putting on cheese night 10 years ago.
Cheese night.
Remember it used to be called that? They'd fling $50 towards a department and they had to go out and get something to eat.
Right.
And I think it was, literally cheese and crackers.
So you were cheap then. It was a $50 cheese and cracker night.
$50 cheese night. We are so romantic.
Yeah, good work.
All right, thanks, Angels.
Hang on, we've got a stat.
Oh.
Josh, our producer, just put through 60% of our listeners say they shouldn't be invited. Partners shouldn't be invited. He did a poll on Instagram.
Right. Instagram, don't lie.
Yeah, okay. You can have your say now at Instagram at Triple M Adelaide.
All right, they are the Angels here on Triple M.
What? The show that was.
You've already missed this on Triple M's Ruined Dits. But don't worry, you can catch up on the Triple M app when the show's finished.
Another interesting show. We had a chat to the new chairwoman of Oakbank Races, Arabella Branson. She was telling us about the big changes that Oakbank have done.
So we're looking at this new format, which we think provides a lot more flexibility, not only to families, but also to the industry participants.
Now, is your dog just voting its voice of opinion?
Yeah,
in the background?
I'm so sorry, Tiff. I'm actually outside. I'm sitting outside in some Ugg boots because I don't want to wake the baby.
She's busy. She's got a new baby. Yeah. She's got the dog. She runs her own legal firm. She's now chair of Oakbank. She's juggling a lot of
things. And she has to look after you on that committee.
Exactly.
And she was telling us, importantly, though, that Oakbank is now, instead of being Saturday, Monday over Easter, it's going to be the Sunday prior, the Wednesday in between, and the Saturday at Easter.
A week-long carnival where people can camp there for the whole week.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. We also got some feedback from our listeners through our boss, Matty O'Reilly, come in and... fair to say, Barb didn't like us.
No.
It's the same old music every day, coming across as a second-rate golden oldie station.
There was actually one lady in there. Her name was Barbara.
Yeah.
And she's in there about four times.
Tell Barb to bugger off.
No. We embrace Barbara. Come on, Barbara. Give us a
bugger off, Barb.
Second-rate golden oldie station.
I'm tipping Barb won't be at the Bridgeway on Friday the 22nd. Well, I hope she's not. But if she wants to come along, happy to...
We embrace everybody.
Speak for yourself, Ditz. I've heard you talk about the vegans lately. You don't sound like you're embracing them too much.
So the vegans, come along and have a chop for breakfast. Come on.
All good.
Come on.
We also did a funny phoner on unique ways of saving money, and this was a beauty.
You go to the pub and have a meal or beer, whatever that change out of my pocket.
Yeah.
I put into the poker machine. I don't gamble on that.
Yep.
And whatever I won, I put into a money box and end up getting about $1,100 worth of spending money.
Did you really?
You have to get a candy up in $10 and you just keep the gold coins and walk out and throw them in a tin.
Did your financial advisor come up with that plan or not?
High risk investment.
Oh, that was very funny. not quite a...
Nick Ross Xenophon Greenwood. Just rang through and wants his phone number.
Ross Greenwood didn't approve of that either.
Look, it's an investment. It's a high-risk investment.
Very, but... very high-risk. But anyway, you got $1,100 somehow. There Don't know if it's a long-term strategy, but anyway, that's it for our show, Dits. Catch you tomorrow.
Righto, see you then.